Hello, my name is Jim Armitage. I'm a professor of medicine at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. I'm often asked, what are the goals today, the key goals, the most important goals in treating patients with Hodgkin lymphoma? And in this disease today, we are in the enviable position of always, when you meet a new patient with this disease, regardless of extent of disease or stage or the health of the patient, the goal that you always hope for is cure of the patient of the Hodgkin lymphoma. In fact, we've reached the point that we're good enough in doing that that you have to also take into account how to accomplish that goal with the least injury to the patient. The things to think about in that regard are, in a young woman, you'd like to avoid breast radiotherapy. In anybody, you'd like to minimize radiotherapy to the chest that might lead to late coronary artery disease. In patients who present with good prognostic characteristics and are relatively young, you want to remember that patients are more likely to eventually die of complications of the therapy, usually either another cancer or heart disease, than they are of the lymphoma. Now, the one time you might argue that other goals should be taken into account are very old patients. Hodgkin lymphoma in the elderly remains a much more serious disease. But even so, there's some chance to cure these patients, particularly when the disease is not widely disseminated and the patient isn't terribly ill. And so I start out always hoping that I'm going to be able to cure the patient and try to decide how I can accomplish that goal with the least long-term injury.